This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. I've got a collection of Joe Biden gaffes. Now, he's I believe, in Florida, because he's talking about the hurricane. He's talking about Charlie Crist. He's talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is a U.S. representative out of Florida. So I'm guessing he's in Florida for this. And, man, Carrie, have you seen any of this today?
Yeah, I've seen a few bits.
I mean, some of these things are really egregious, what he has to say. And he, again, gets it wrong how his son died. I'm not sure why he keeps getting that wrong, other than he's facing some sort of cognitive issue, some sort of dementia, but he keeps getting it wrong. So we're going to go to a lot of sound bites from Joe Biden. Joy Behar says something stupid, which is not surprising on The View. You know, she's going to be 80, or she just turned 80 or
really?
Something.
Really? Wow.
That's kind of something, isn't it?
Yeah, imagine so.
I'd imagine she's about 60, 65. I'm not kidding. I'm not kissing her ass. I'm not a big fan of Joy Behar, but I found that to be surprising. So we've got all that. And then some. We're just getting rolling. Plus, we've got Carrie Lake on the program today from Arizona. We've got David Bossie on the program. He's going to talk about the midterms. We've got a lot of big guests coming up this week and early next week. Carrie, are you excited, or are you anxious? What are you thinking going into the midterm?
I'm not excited.
Why aren't you excited? You're
not
a news person. This is exciting.
Maybe this time next week I will be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could be that. All right. Let's do it Tuesday. That is Carrie Lockie. That's Chocolate Voice. How you doing? How you feeling?
All right.
Polo getting it done. Sam in the house. No, no. I am your talk monkey, Joe Pags. Getting a lot of people over there on the YouTubes who are doing shorts now. And one that I posted yesterday got, I don't know, 23,000 views or something. Now, one that I pulled from the Grady Judd interview last week, the Polk County Sheriff. 130,000 views, and it's growing. So a lot of people were into that one. Some of them have a problem with them, which I don't care. Just as long as you view it. Interesting happenings over at Twitter. And again, I'm not sure I understand this move, because maybe because I'm not as smart as Elon Musk. But he's talking about charging for verification, which is kind of interesting to me. We'll talk about that a little bit as well. Carrie, you're not verified on Twitter, and it's not because I'm not cutting you down. You just don't care.
Okay.
And, you know, you could probably be verified if you wanted to be, because you're a broadcast professional on my show, which is widely listened to. So you probably could be, but it's just never really resonated with you.
No, and I will not pay. I will not be paying.
Well, I mean, I care about verification because it really means what it means. Think about it. If you're verified, they're verifying. They have somehow gone through a mechanism to find out that you are you, and the words that are being typed on this Twitter account are from the person you think they're from. Like, if you go on Twitter, you could probably find several Joe Pags and people with, you know, fake pictures of me and fake things that I allegedly said, but none of that matters because they don't have the check mark. I have the check mark at Joe Talk Show. And again, if you're on Twitter and you think you're following me, go check. You might not, because Twitter was pushing people off from following me. Plus, if you search for Joe Pags now on Twitter, I'll come up. Whereas before, you know, I wouldn't come up, but it's at Joe Talk Show, at Joe Talk Show. So Elon Musk made some sort of an announcement. I guess there was some innuendo that it would be $20 a month to be a Twitter Blue user. You'd get verification. You could post longer videos and so on and so forth. And then people started complaining. He said, well, how about $8 a month? So now we went from 20 to 8. So pretty quick negotiation, to be honest. So now it's $8 a month. And again, I'm not sure why I would have to pay for the platform to make those who are visiting the platform know that it's really me. I think that that verification should be something that's used by public figures or those who are easily imitated to let those who are there trying to consume the content know that it's really them. Now, if you want to charge Twitter Blue for longer videos, I get it. You can monetize the videos possibly. I get that. Maybe you get some other privileges or perks. I understand. But to charge for verification doesn't make sense to me. And you know where the biggest pushback is coming from, Carrie? Any idea?
Who?
Journalists like in Africa who are like, I can't afford that.
Oh.
I know what I make, and people need to know that it's really coming from me. And I think they make a good argument. So I would be against paying for verification. I think that people should be verified if they are easily imitated and if there's a likelihood somebody could try to knock them off and pretend to be them. Now, the other perks and stuff, if you want to charge for that, whatever. Advertising, you want to charge for that, fine. It's your site. I get it. But charging for verification doesn't make sense. And he was saying it was like the monarchs and or the kings and queens and the peasants was the separation between verification and not, which is just not true. I've been verified on Twitter a long time, yet my stuff never got any virality, no engagement. They, again, hid me. If you tried to search for me, I wouldn't come up readily on Twitter, and they ghost banned and shadow banned what I posted. So I wasn't getting any benefit other than the people going to the site would know it's me because it had the check mark. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
So I think, why make people pay for that?
I agree.
I don't think that makes logical sense to me. I think, in fact, you're making people pay and you're pushing people away. Now, I think this is sort of a way for him to get back at those who are the rich and elite and the powerful on the left. I really do. I think that he wants to make them pay him to have the right to hold court like they do. And I understand that, but I think there must be a different way to do it or a better way to do it. And again, you want to charge for some sort of longer content. You want to charge for some other perks or privileges. I mean, whatever. Maybe if you pay a subscription like on Twitch or if you pay a subscription to my Twitch channel, which is at Joe Pags on Twitch, if you do that, then you're not going to see ads. And I think that's very smart. So if I don't want to see ads on Twitter, maybe you consider doing something like that where you pay a little bit a month and you can have a subscription to Twitter. But to, again, pay for verification, I think does hurt people. Does hurt people. Somebody's saying that he could just be trolling. He's not. He literally said it. He let the news stories go out there for a while that he was going to charge $20. And then he started, today he started a thread where he actually says, here's what I want to do. So I think that that's a little bit short-sighted. But then again, I'm not running the website. And Elon Musk gets to do whatever he wants because, you know what, Carrie, he paid $44 billion. I think you can make that decision.
Yeah, pretty much. He can do whatever he wants over there. Yep.
All right. Want to get into your boy Joe Biden. Now, again, I'm making an assumption here because Debbie Wasserman Schultz is there. He's pushing for Charlie Crist. He's talking about Hurricane Ian, although he called it Ivan. He called it Hurricane Ivan. Did you hear that one?
Oh, no, I did not hear that.
Yeah, he fixed it later and made it Ian again. But actually, he said Ian. He didn't say Ian. He said Ian. But here's President Joe Biden in Florida, I would assume.
He was in Florida.
Okay, good. Everything he has to say here has some sort of an issue with it. I don't understand why they let him loose with a microphone. I'll be honest with you. I don't know why they're letting this happen.
And so she was one of my biggest supporters in helping me not only pass, but draft and move some of the legislation we're going to talk about.
He's talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is a U.S. representative. Carrie, she's in the House of Representatives.
Got it.
Okay.
A couple pieces of it. And I don't have a greater friend in the United States Senate, and I don't have a greater friend when I was vice president, nor as president. So, Debbie, thank you, kiddo. I don't know any more.
Whoops.
He doesn't have a greater friend in the United States Senate. I don't know. There are just two chambers. He had a 50-50 shot.
He chose wrong.
He doesn't have a better friend in the United States Senate. Here's another little something from President Joe Biden.
And they talk about inflation. You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. I mean, the war in Ukraine. And think of Iraq because that's where my son died.
I'm sorry, what? First he says, the inflation has happened, global problem, and I told you 2 weeks ago they're going to be saying global problem until the midterms. But there are a couple of problems here with what he had to say. Number one, inflation is happening because of the war in Iraq. No, the war in Iraq was a long time ago. I mean, Ukraine. And then he says, I was thinking Iraq because that's where my son died, which is not true. His son died of a brain tumor. Had nothing. He wasn't in Iraq, and he didn't die in the war. Let me just play it again, because maybe I missed what he said.
And they talk about inflation. You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. I mean, excuse me, the war in Ukraine. And think of Iraq because that's where my son died. Because he died. But the point is.
I don't know. I don't know what we're looking at here. This is the president of the United States. I'm a little confused. I'm trying to understand. He got the war wrong, and he corrected it. I meant Ukraine. Okay, whatever. We all screw up every once in a while. Then he talks about how his son died in Iraq, which is why he said that, which is just false. It's not true at all. And then he brings this one up.
I'm serious. My dad used to say everybody deserves a little bit of breathing room. Granted, when the price of a gallon of gasoline went up, we talked about it at our kitchen table. We weren't poor. We were an average middle-class family. We lived in a three-bedroom split-level house in a development in a suburban area.
Because people do their research, it turns out his entire childhood, the price of gas didn't go up. So when the price of gas went up in his childhood, they talk about it around the kitchen table. They would sit there eating dinner saying, man, price of gas really went up, when it didn't. So, I mean, that's just a lie. The other ones were just, okay, his brain's gone. But this one's just a lie. And then he caps it all off with this.
How many of you know somebody with diabetes and needs insulin? Well, guess what? And when Debbie and I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors. And so what happened was we said, okay, you know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him, okay?
Okay. Invented by a man who didn't want a patent because he wanted it available for everyone, and he spoke to him. Well, if you look it up, there was a patent for insulin, and the two people most notably who invented it, they died in 1965 and 1978, respectively. He seems to be alleging that he talked to the guy who made insulin so he can get the cheaper prices for everybody. He doesn't appear to say, I talked to him in 1965 on his deathbed or in 1978. He's just making stuff up as he goes. Or, and here's the scarier part, the leader of the free world thinks he talked to people he didn't talk to. Now, we know that he will, on occasion, try to shake the hand of a ghost or wave at somebody who's not there. Or say stuff like, hey, how old are you, honey? 9 years old, huh? Hey, how about you? Or he'll grab the shoulders of a little girl and say, hey, no dating till you're 30. But this is just, he's either separated from reality or is so prone to say anything he thinks you'll buy that he said it. I'm not sure. And I'll go through some of those again when we come back. But I want to hear your thoughts on this. He's in Florida, doesn't know which house of the Congress Debbie Wasserman Schultz is in. He also thinks that his son, Bo, died in Iraq, when he didn't. He says that they talked about the price of gas when it went up around his kitchen table, which never went up when he was a kid. Oh, there's also one where he talks about FEMA. I might not have put the FEMA one in here. Let me see if this is FEMA. Hold on.
And they talk about inflation.
No, that's not it. How about this
and
one?
FEMA.
Here it is.
Federal Emergency Management Assistance is going door to door.
I'm sorry, what? Carrie, you know what FEMA stands for?
Federal Emergency Management Administration.
It's agency. Administration agency. Is acceptable. I'll accept administration. Joe Biden thinks it means something else.
And FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Assistance, is going door to door.
He was going to go association. Mm-hmm. Then he went with assistance. This is the guy who has the power to tell FEMA to go somewhere and do something. He doesn't know what it means. Once again, the President of the United States talks about FEMA.
And FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Assistance, is going door to door to reach people as well.
There you go. There you go. The Federal Emergency Management Assistance. Can he really think it means a Federal Emergency Management Assistance? He can't think that, does he? We would accept agency or administration, Alex. We would not accept assistance. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. I guess we now know why Obama's out there campaigning widely and Joe Biden is not. If you're running for office, do you want this out there campaigning for you? Your thoughts when we come back on the consistent decline of the President of the United States. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pag Show for your Tuesday. 1 week away from the midterms, we'll have Kerry Lake on the program. Make sure you stick around for that. We also have David Bossy on the program. Don't go anywhere. Make sure that you stick around. If you missed any of those Joe Biden sound bites, and if you want to see what he looks like as he's saying it, JoePags.com. Click on Watch Now. JoePags.com. Click on Watch Now. And you'll see the video of him walking around and meandering around and wandering around as he says some of the dumbest things you've heard in a long time. And one wonders why anybody would invite him to come and do any sort of a campaign stop when you know that he's that debilitated cognitively. Stunning. Doesn't know what FEMA stands for. Doesn't know where his son died. Just saying things that aren't true. Inflation's a global thing. Then he says the Iraq war when he means Ukraine. It doesn't know what house of the Congress Debbie Wasserman Schultz is in. Thinks that she's a senator. She's a representative. So, yeah, I'll have all that for you again. We'll go through that again. We'll take your calls as well. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Go to joepags.com. And again, go and follow, subscribe on YouTube. We're trying to make them give me a plaque. It's going to be a long time coming. Got a long way to go. We're only 21,000 followers, something like that. So we got to get up to 100. So go over there and make that happen. We've got a lot of listeners. And you know, a lot of you are just floating around on the YouTubes. So why not click subscribe on Joe Pags Radio and also on Twitter, which is now more of a free speech place. It really is at Joe Talk Show. Make sure you go there. Clock is ticking. You know, Congress is always trying to reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling, something that you and I can't do as individuals. We can't just say, you know, I'm going to raise my debt ceiling. You guys can just hold off. I'm not going to pay you this month. In fact, just forget about your interest rate as well. Nope, we can't do that. If you've reached your debt ceiling, if you're buried in bills, trying to keep up with all the credit cards, signature loans, internet loans, and timeshares, get off the treadmill and get some total financial freedom. If you owe more than $10,000, the team at Total Financial Freedom has been doing a great job for 15 years, helping people like you resolve their debts and cut their payments in half. If you don't believe me, no problem. Give them a call. 800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Mention my name when you call. And you get a free book. It's called Debt Dietitian. You've got to ask about the free book. You got to mention my name when you call in. They're going to tell you how you can easily cut your payments as well. You're going to appreciate their team. They're like-minded. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Zero complaints. Call Total Financial right now. And again, mention my name. Get the free book. It's 800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Make it happen. And make it happen right now. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me quickly go through some of these sound bites from your president, Joe Biden.
And so she was one of my biggest supporters in helping me not only pass, but draft and move some of the legislation we're going to talk about today, a couple pieces of it. And I don't have a greater friend in the United States Senate, and I don't have a greater friend when I was vice president, nor as president. So, Debbie, thank you, kiddo. I don't know anymore.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a U.S. representative from Florida. He just called her a senator and just didn't even miss a beat. He just kept on going.
And they talk about inflation. You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. I mean, the war in Ukraine. And think of Iraq because that's where my son died.
Yeah, no, he said Iraq, he got it wrong. He did mean Ukraine. He corrects that, but then incorrectly says his son, Bo, died in Iraq, which he didn't. He died of a brain tumor, and it was here. It was not over in a war. But how about FEMA? Send FEMA in.
And FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Assistance, is going door-to-door to reach people as well.
Federal Emergency Management Agency. We would have accepted administration, but he thought it was association, and then he thought it was assistance. Which is just incorrect. He doesn't stop, doesn't correct himself. There you go.
I'm serious. My dad used to say everybody deserves a little bit of breathing room. Granted, when the price of a gallon of gasoline went up, we talked about it at our kitchen table. We weren't poor. We were an average middle-class family. We lived
throughout his entire childhood, the price of gasoline did not go up. The guy's a total mess. He's allegedly the president of the United States. Your thoughts? 888-941-PAGS. I mean, should action be taken to get him out of there? 25th Amendment? What do you think? Should he be impeached as soon as Republicans take over? Coming back.
Joe PAGS.